Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. The Champions League looms. It is Liverpool versus Bayern Munich, a place in the Champions League quarter-final up for grabs. I'm very, very pleased to welcome Amy Kate and Mark Kenny from CopCon. We'll be talking a little bit about that later in the show. Ben, hi.
Hi.
You join me as well?
Yes.
In place of the probably criminally hungover Chris Pajak.
Yes.
But less said about that, the better, really. mate, how exciting is this?
Very
a straight shootout.
Yeah.
Bayern Munich for the Champions League.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's this is the games that we live for, I suppose. You know, the big games. And it's always nice. It's a bit of a distraction from the league, which, you know, it's been a bit more of a strenuous season in that sense of, you know, every game's a must win. And even though this isn't, you know, look, we'd all love to go through, but it's a nice example of a game where you can kind of just enjoy the football, and you know, it's not the implications of it. If we do go out, we'll be down about it for a few days, but it's not the end of the world given the context of the season.
I think you can spin it all kind of ways, but I think focusing on the here and now, Amy Case, it's that, isn't it? It's just such a big game. Liverpool, Bayern Munich, European heavyweights. Winner takes all in this regard. And as Ben says there, it's a distraction. The Champions League has been a distraction for Liverpool fans for years, but it's normally to distract us from how shit we've been in the league.
No, that's
whereas
true.
Now it's there to distract us from the stress of a title challenge.
No, that's true. I mean, we look at Champions League like that's the end all, and this season it's kind of reversed. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of cool to see that now everybody, if you ask, would you rather have win Champions League? I mean, obviously you want to win both.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
If you had to choose one or the other, it's flip-flop now. We want to win league, So
this is
it's
a competition.
Different.
This is a competition we've struggled to get into a lot over the last decade.
Right.
And now all of a sudden we're kind of being a bit like, oh, well, it's just a free hit.
We're almost not, it's not as big right now. I mean, now Wednesday it's going to be
the biggest
thing in the world. But I don't think we have this big, I don't think we're really putting much stress on ourselves as much, which is kind of good.
Yeah.
Because we're always so worried about, you know, what we're going to do. And I think we're going into it a lot more confident.
Yeah.
Because of where we're playing in league and how we're doing.
I completely agree.
I think
agree
it's good
that.
For all, especially fans and the stress that we're having.
Yeah. No, it is a true. But I mean, Mark, the European Cup has just been. It's been so central to Liverpool. It's so central to our identity as a football club and all these things. But I feel like this season, it is taking a little bit of a backseat because we've remembered, oh, hang on a second. Yeah, we've won it 5 times. Yeah. We've won the league 18 times. You know, and the league is becoming the thing that really drives us again, and not in like some stupid way that it's been driving us for the last, you know, 20 years, 30 years without one. But, you know, we've remembered how you're supposed to go about doing it. And as I say, this is what this game is at the minute. No one's really talking about it. I don't think we want to get carried away. But look, if Liverpool can get through against Bayern Munich, Amy Kate mentioned it, why would we not talk about winning both?
Yeah, because I was about to say that exact same thing. You know, everyone's talking about one or the other. We're in a prime position to go all the way in both. So, you know, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing that's going to get in the way potentially, Ben, is that we've been horrendous away from home in Europe so far in this competition.
We're talking about that.
Yeah,
yeah, we did.
Absolutely. I mean, like, some of our worst performances of the season have come away in the Champions League. Look, it should go without saying it's something that will need to be rectified. Mm. But, well, I say, we could be shit and win with a last-minute penalty, and that would do the job for us. But I think for our sake, for our sanity and for our chances, We could really do with picking them up in this
game. We just a good performance. I mean, this is kind of one of the reasons that I'm confident going into this game, quietly confident maybe, although I'm saying this on a YouTube channel that a lot of people are going to watch. But we're not losing games, particularly since, you know, since the turn of the year. I mean, you know, yeah, we lost a few. You know, we lost all three away from home in the group stage. You know, but since we haven't lost now for 2 months, and all we do here is avoid defeat, and we're pretty much through. I mean, unless it's a 0-0, but a score draw takes us through. Yeah. We win, we obviously go through. So part of me is like, well, you know, bar the Burnley game, we're keeping clean sheets. Mm-hmm. We're not losing games. So I'm thinking, well, that actually gives me a load of confidence. I think, well, actually, we're going to go into this game confident that we can win, but you know, it's just don't lose the game. You know, we've had some really tough away trips over the last few weeks. You know, away at Everton, away at Man United, where Klopp will set the team up. Just don't lose the game. And if he does the same here, and everybody does their job correctly, I'm pretty much confident that we'll go through.
It'll be interesting to see how Bayern approach it, Mark, because I think the pressure will be on them. I think, look, they're intelligent enough, they're experienced enough, they've been there, they've done it. They're perennial Champions League final semi-finalists. You know, they constantly win the Bundesliga, the back top of the Bundesliga again after a bit of a wobble this season. But you know, they'll go into this confident. There'll be a both a pressure, I think, to go and get the game won, but also a confidence that they can go and get the game won. You know, if we'd maybe played them a few months ago when they were struggling a bit, I don't know whether they'd have had that, but they've just come off the bat to beat Wolfsburg 6-0 at the weekend. They've scored 12 in the last three games since they last played us. I think that could play in our favour to some extent. I want Liverpool to go. I want Bayern Munich to come and go toe-to-toe with us, because I think we've got the skill, I think we've got the pace, that we can cause them problems on the counter if we have to.
100%. I think we should go from the first minute, just go for it. You know, they've got to fear us as much as we fear them.
Yeah.
You know, and there's absolutely no reason why we can't. You know, with our away form so far, as we know, it's not been fantastic. That's pointing mildly,
to say the least.
But you know, we've it's been in a league format. You know, they've got to come to Anfield and play, which we've been sound at Anfield. It's just the away games. This is now a knockout format, so you know, this game. Doesn't matter if it's Bayern's ground, doesn't matter if it's our ground, doesn't matter where it is. You know, we've got to go there and basically just not lose.
Yeah, that's it. And I think we should take encouragement from it, Amy, because why wouldn't we take encouragement from it? I mean, look, ultimately, our job as Liverpool fans is to see things from the Liverpool perspective. And look, I'm sure all the Bayern fans are going in absolutely buzzing for this as well, because, as I say, they've been in pretty good form. They seem to have rectified their season a little bit as well. But I feel the same with us. I think if we'd maybe played this game a week ago, we probably wouldn't be quite as optimistic on the back of the Merseyside derby. But, you know, we've got Sadio Mane in form, we've got Firmino in form, and as much as Salah's goal scoring hasn't quite been there, I think his all-round play has been very, very good. So, yeah, you know, and look, getting to the Champions League final last season will stand us in good stead for this, because this team will have a point to prove in this game.
No, that's true. And I think part of it is, if you look at where we are right now, I mean, we're on form, but we still haven't hit full potential.
Yeah.
And look where we are. We haven't had a record or played like this in years. I've been supporting him for 20. I don't remember that happening.
No, it's true. Well, in terms of the league, this is our joint best ever start to a top flight season. So
Right. This
is the this is arguably the best Liverpool side there's ever been.
And it's our bench. It's not like in the past we've had, you know, a decent starting 11, but then, oh, who do we put on? We don't have to think about that. We have options.
Yeah.
And that's completely different than what we've had before.
One thing on that, so Jayden Shaqiri is an interesting one, because I think he started the season absolutely brilliantly.
I wanted to bring that up.
I don't think he's had the same kind of form in 2019. But Bayern Munich, the club that his career was supposed to go into the stratosphere when he joined Bayern Munich, and it didn't quite happen. He's not really been playing. He's not been doing the business for Liverpool in recent weeks. I don't know whether I'll start him or not, and we'll talk about preferred 11s in a bit, but there's one player there who if he's going to reignite his season, Jayden Shaqiri, Bayern Munich, it feels like it could be written in the stars.
I'm curious. So, you know, he had a good start and then he kind of had a wobble. But is it something that's happening in training? I believe in Klopp. Whatever he's doing, there's a reason behind it.
Yeah.
You know, so him not playing, I'm not like, why isn't he playing? Mm-hmm. There's something going on. I'm just wondering what that is. What is it that's going on behind closed doors, behind the training, that he's not getting minutes?
No, it's exactly right.
I'm baffled
well, I think
by
we're
that.
Right. I think we're right to talk about it. I think we're right to question it. But because there has to be something. If Jadon Sancho, and if it is a motivational thing, because Klopp referenced Lallana, he said, well, Lallana has been brilliant in training. That's why he's playing. Yeah. If Shaqiri, if it is just a case of it's work rate in training, and if Jadon Sancho can't put it in this week with this game, with a chance to go back to the Allianz and stick two fingers up to you know yeah, to anyone Bayern, who said, oh, yeah, he's not good enough to play for Bayern, then I really don't know what he's got to do.
I wonder if, it, like, mainly up until this point, if it's been sort of a hangover from Stoke, where he could pretty much do what he wanted and get away with it. He was always going to be the main man. He was always going to be in the team all the time. And he's got into Liverpool, and, you know, he scored a few important goals for us, which have been great, you know, particularly the Man United game at Anfield. And then he's gone, ah, everybody loves me now, that's fine, and it's relaxed a little bit. And then Klopp's, well, no, hold on a minute. You know, that isn't how we do things here. That, you know, if you want to succeed at a top club, then you can't be and the same mentality of, well, I'm bulletproof. Yeah. You know, and therefore you're gonna be dropped. And ever since, you know, like say since the turn of the year, we've seen a lot less of him. Maybe he's just sort of giving him a reality check in the sense of, no, you need to work harder. Look at Adam Lallana, we talked about this on The Final Word. Mm-hmm. You're not doing things that he's doing after 18 months out. You know, throwing yourself in front of the ball and creating goals. You need to be doing that on a consistent basis to get into the side on a consistent basis. I believe that we'll see Shaqiri, you know, a little bit more as we get in towards the end of the season, particularly if we stay in this competition and, you know, we've got to rotate a little bit more. But I think that might be part of it, you know, at the moment.
It's interesting, the conversation is similar for Keita as well, Mark, because there's another lad, Bayern Munich at Anfield, he put in a terrific performance. He's another one, again, going back to Germany, you know, again, a situation, a stadium that he'll be familiar with, having played there, you know, against them for RB Leipzig. On paper, both of those lads should be in the team, but this, again, it's a big test for them this week to put themselves in front of Klopp and go, Jürgen, pick me, you've got no choice.
100%, and it's going back to what Amy Kate said about the quality and depth that we've got in the squad, and obviously we're going to come on to the start 11 in a minute, but, you know, their teams, their players and any other side, you know, they'd be starting, and yet, you know, we've got a problem here. The, you know, how do we fit all these players in the midfield?
Well, it's like £60 million worth of £60 plus million worth of players that we bought in the summer.
No, it's absolutely insane, isn't it? And it's a position that, you know, you're going back 20 years of support in Liverpool. You know, it's been a long, long time since we've been in a position, you know, that depth, right from the start, led right through the whole bench.
I completely agree with that. I mean, go back to 13-14 was the last, like you said, that we hold up as being a really, really competitive Liverpool side. The last time we were in a domestic title challenge as well. We were getting to this point of the season and we were bringing, like, Luis Alberto into the game. Mm. You know, we were bringing Victor Moses in, we were bringing Iago Aspas. And funnily enough, they've all gone on to have really good careers since leaving Liverpool, so probably not so bad. But I think that for where they were in their careers, the lads that we've got in rotation now are far better. One that's worth picking up on, Amy Kate, is Lallana. You know, really, really strong performance from him at the weekend. Most people's man of the match.
That's true.
There could be a temptation, fitness notwithstanding, to go again on him because that was the fit. He really made our team tick at the weekend.
Well, you know, it's interesting because before he got injured, he was that same player, and then he got injured. He kind of fell off. Yeah. It was like, you forget about him. He comes on, you're like, oh no. You know, everybody's like, why is he in the starting lineup? But man of the match, he played brilliantly. Yeah. You know, he's showing again, this is the player I am. This is why I should be here. And if he can keep that up, why don't you consider him for the starting lineup?
Exactly, and I think it's been a bit unfair in him because his body's let him down. I don't think that's any fault of Adam Lallana. And when Klopp's been using him since then, he's played him on the wing. You know, the times he's had Lallana on the wing is long, long, long gone. He wasn't fast enough or doesn't have enough end product and isn't fast enough and wasn't when we signed him to play in those positions. Mm-hmm. He found his home in midfield under Klopp. And, you know, that was the first game at the weekend where we got to see him back in there. And I think it was kind of like rediscovering Adam Lallana. It's like it's like discovering a TV, forgetting you're watching a TV series that you really like. You go, oh, God, yeah. Oh, I was really into this. Yeah. You know, and that was the thing, Mark. And I don't think he's going to be fit enough to play in this game, but there will be a lot. I think Klopp will want a Lallana-like performance because, I think, again, 4-3-3, I think we've looked a bit abject at times in that. we need someone to do a lot of the things that he was doing at the weekend, whether it's him or not.
Yeah, I'd be tempted to start him, to be honest. You know, yeah. I think he's played his way in training. You know, the performance he put in against Burnley, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
You know, and his confidence will be flying high.
Yeah.
You know, we've come off. I know we let it slip in the dying minutes, and they got one back, and then we put the game to bed. But you know, the team's confidence will be flying high.
Yes, completely agree on that. We'll talk a little bit more through preferred 11s in a moment. Before we do, Chris sat down with Lizzie Doyle, producer for the Anfield Wrap on the Newsroom podcast last week. Absolutely fantastic stuff. Here's a little clip.
For what it's worth, I don't think that decision gets given without VAR. I don't personally think it's a handball. But then equally, the one in the Porto game should have been given and wouldn't have.
Yeah.
So I think they've got two decisions there last night. They've got one right, one wrong. I don't know if there's that's better or worse than just the human ref.
I think worse, because we've seen a couple of times now where I think there's still a lot of confusion around VAR, and that VAR is an absolute definite and that it overrules a referee. No, it doesn't. It gives them, it assists, it's a video assistant referee. The call is still on the ref. So if the referee is a shit referee, he's not going to be any less of a shit referee with video. So what's the point in sucking the enjoyment and the moment out of football when you've got a referee who probably wouldn't judge that decision properly anyway? That's my thought on it. The whole reason I love football, yeah, I like the ins and outs of it. I like talking tactics, but I like going to football for the 90+6 of Origi.
Yeah.
I like going to football for Firmino against PSG. Or I live for moments in football, and I think that's what sticks with you. And
it's the stories, it's the moments, it's all that. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I was really conflicted with it last night because I'm so against it. I am against it. I don't want it. It takes away all the enjoyment.
Yeah, you can get the full Newsroom podcast in video form or in audio form on the redmentv.com, so sign up for that. We're going to talk preferred 11s. We're going to talk through...
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Stuff happening in the Champions League this week, but first, we've got the guys here from CopCon. Guys, when I saw this randomly on Facebook, and I was like, ooh, intriguing. For those who don't know, top line, a bunch of Liverpool fans getting together in Las Vegas at the end of the season. Sounds pretty good.
It does. That's why we're doing it.
Yeah.
So what's the inspiration behind this thing? Because it feels like, we've chatted about it, one thing Americans do very well, it's big gatherings of passionate people about things.
Yeah.
From my own experiences of being over it, being up, doing both coasts. Yeah, you guys do this big, and Las Vegas is very much the place, it seems, to do this right. Kind of thing.
Really, I think this is something that people have talked about, different fans, different people. This is something that's been talked about for a long time. I've talked about this with several individuals, and never really, it was just more chat.
Yeah.
And the way the form of our season, things are going, and, you know, coming off of last season, mm-hmm. and knowing that Celtic has done this for 25 years.
Really?
If Celtic can do this, Liverpool can do this. So after talking to a few people coming up to me and saying, hey, you know, you put on events, you do these things, what do you think about doing this? And I was like, I've thought about it. And one of the other partners, Johnny Greenwood, he's English, but lives in Canada, in Edmonton. He approached me very enthusiastic about it and said, look, we should do this. And I had been approached by a couple other people, and I went, all right, you've got my attention, let's do this. So we put the team together, and it's basically three books and American Bird putting it together. We've got people, you know, so Danny Greenwood in Canada, mm-hmm. Brought on Mark Kenny from Liverpool, as he's entertainment but also a partner. Also Alex Malone, he's Scouse but he lives in California, moving to Canada mm-hmm. at the end of the year, and myself in California, and we started branching off, talking, having phone calls, chatting, meetings, whatever, and a few months go by and got an agenda and just started chatting things up and figuring it out, and we're here.
It's fascinating because it looks like, I mean, is it three day?
Three day event.
A 3 day event. So, I mean, that's
on paper.
Yeah.
Not to say that you can't stay in Vegas. I mean, who doesn't want to go to Vegas?
Yeah.
So we've got stuff planned, but people can stay.
So spell that out as the plan lies so far. Liverpool fans descend upon Las Vegas when?
Yeah. Well, we start on the 30th of May. Mm-hmm. Which is a Thursday, and the idea, I'll be hosting a pub night in McMullen's, which is the Las Vegas supporters group.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've got a huge base of Liverpool supporters already there. Mm-hmm. So the idea is I'll host a pub night, sing some Liverpool songs, you know, people come down, have a beer, meet fellow Red fans. Obviously, you know, the network across North America is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, so all the fans interact and they all talk between the groups. So there's going to be people that, you know, they've not met before. They've met online or spoke to online,
sure,
but not met. So that's the idea for the Thursday.
Yeah.
Then the Friday, we're in Las Vegas, pool party.
You've got to do a pool party.
Yeah. So not something you can really do in and around that field so
no.
much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sun. You have a swimming baths party, but you tend to be 11 when you do that. Pool party.
So that's a Friday. Obviously, you know, Las Vegas is going to be extremely hot, so you know that's going to be a great day. Mm-hmm. And then the Saturday morning, we're doing a meet and greet. We've got a few ex-players. Yeah. Got Terry McDermott, yeah. David Johnson, and Howard Gayle. So we've got a few ex-players, a meet and greet, and then on the Saturday evening is going to be the main event, like the show. So we all go in, have a listen to what the guys, they tell the stories, and a Q&A as well.
Mm-hmm. And potentially as well, the Champions League final weekend as well. So
yeah.
Whether you know, obviously the thing about the Champions League final, if you can get a ticket, great, fantastic. But honestly, the more and more I look at it and think, right, yeah, you know, being in Madrid to see Liverpool win the European Cup is one thing, but, and then there's a bit of the Greek being in the city of Liverpool, being in a massive party in Las Vegas surrounded by absolutely yeah. crazy Liverpool fans. There could be that, and if not, even if Liverpool don't make it, what a way to actually go and watch the Champions League, just a general yeah. Champions League final.
We're talking about that,
arranging it so that we have, no matter if we're in or out, we're going to have a big viewing, a big party. You know, it sounds,
Ben. I mean, we've been having conversations around the office. Genuinely, like, who doesn't want to go to Las Vegas and have a party with loads of Liverpool fans?
Yeah, like we think our job's great. We get to come in and talk about Liverpool every day. We can imagine just going, oh, I'm going to Vegas for the weekend to talk about Liverpool. Yeah. That's great. That's the dream. That if you could paint me a picture of my last 3 days on Earth, it would be go to Vegas, talk about Liverpool, watch the Champions League final, the end.
And I think the good thing about it, one way, because we've done a few postseason things in the past, is that, look, if Liverpool win the league, that's going to be the biggest party on the face of planet Earth. If Liverpool make the Champions League final as well, it's going to be the biggest party on the face of planet Earth. And look, even if Liverpool, for whatever reason, fall short and what have you, one thing I know and one thing I've seen, because obviously I've been lucky enough, I've hung out with guys in LA, in New York, in Boston, in San Francisco, the Liverpool supporter base over there is next level, just out. Absolutely fantastic,
crazy, yeah. And the passion out there,
exactly. And I think there's a bit of a bad rap that goes in. We get asked this question all the time about like people support Liverpool from not from Liverpool, and I say the word tourist I think gets used a bit too much, and I think it gets used to cover people who travel to the city,
yeah.
And I think we need to redefine what that means, by the way, because for me a tourist is someone who you can be a tourist to the city of Liverpool and you might think, oh, I'll go and check out a football game because that's something to do. I did this. I went to New York and I went to watch the baseball. So, I like the Yankees versus the Mets.
Last year I went to watch the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. No real love for either of those. So I just went to take in a bit. I was a tourist. I was the worst of people. But the people out there and the people who go, their level of passion matches regardless of whether you come from a Liverpool postcode and you've got a purple bin or whatever. And that's what I think what's potentially great about this, and I think it's kind of what you're driving towards, isn't it, is that getting together people who have this undying love for Liverpool, who are maybe just slightly unfortunate in that it's several thousand miles away from where you would actually choose to be, but it doesn't diminish your love for the football club.
Takes 2 days to get here as well.
I know, yeah. I literally arrived the morning that I arrived. I flew overnight. He picked me up, and we've been doing stuff with this the whole time. I mean, I have not stopped. I've hardly had any sleep. I'm don't care. I'm in my second home, and
yeah, it's good preparation for CopCon, then, isn't it?
Right, I'm practicing because Vegas never just 24 hours a day.
I can't wait. I really hope we're able to make it over for that, and you should too. What's the website if people want to find out more?
Copcon.org.
Perfect. So yeah, you can get over there, find out more information, get tickets as well. Ticket pre-sale available right now.
Yes, we are selling tickets. If you do it now, there's a 20% off, mm-hmm. so they're $96, mm-hmm. and that's going to be going away soon, so get your tickets now.
Get involved with all that. Yeah. And on Twitter, it is?
CopCon 2019, uh-huh. as well as on Instagram, is the same, yeah.
Perfect, so get involved with all those. Find out more, you've got competitions running, as I say, get your tickets booked, get over there. To be perfectly honest, you know, look, if you're already in America, you're halfway there. Just go and get it sorted. If you're more over from this side of the pond and you're thinking, what am I going to do post-season? How do I unwind at the end of a very, very stressful Liverpool campaign? Yeah. Big party in Las Vegas. Yeah, sounds very good to me. Let's get back to the match then. Preferred 11s. Amy, Kate, what have you gone for?
So obviously Alisson in the back.
Yeah.
Got Rabo, Matip, Van Dijk, and Trent.
Yeah. Hopefully, we'll all cross it off.
Now, if he's not, I'm going to put Milner back there.
Okay.
In the middle, that's kind of where I'm debating. Fabinho, Ginny. Part of me wants to give Alana that chance. So you know what? I'm going to give Alana that chance.
That's the interesting conversation, really, isn't it? The midfield three. I guess we probably all things being equal, we've all got the back four as it stands.
Exactly the same, yeah.
Trent. So, Mark, what have you gone for? Have you gone midfield three?
I've gone exactly the same. As Amy Kate, the only issue is, obviously, you've got Milner. I mean, you know, a big game like this, you know, I think you need Milner in the side.
It's mad, isn't it? Because
and that's what goes back to what we were saying. The depth that we've got in the squad, when everybody's fit, it's absolutely frightening.
Well, this is the lads last season who set the record for assists in a Champions League season, and we kind of forget that because I think he gets lumped in a bit at times with this, because he gets put in the midfield and it's often him, Henderson and Wijnaldum, and it makes a few eyes roll and a few deep sighs when we see that midfield, because, and look, to be fair, I don't think that midfield has particularly performed for us, especially in Europe. But Milner, if he's fit, and if he is fit and he is available,
he should be one of the first on the team sheet. But as I say, you know, trying to fit him in, the problem that we've got is we only need one goal. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to unless we score.
Yeah.
But you know, we do only need that one goal. So if we can keep the clean sheet like we have done, we worked out 21 times. We've had 21 clean sheets in all competitions this year.
Yeah.
So you know, if we can keep a clean sheet, we only need one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that front three. Yeah. You know,
Ben, what did you go with?
I went with the back five, and then I went with Fabinho, Gini, and Milner, and then the front three. I just think Lallana. I can understand. I mean, I am more of a Lallana skeptic in general. And I can understand that they're wanting to give Lallana the chance. I think two reasons for me. I think Klopp will know better than us about his fitness. You touched it on already. Can he do two games in a week? You know, and then we've got Fulham at the weekend, which could be in contention for. Mm-hmm. So, you know, do you just play him in the Fulham game? But also, it's one thing doing it against Burnley. But he's now, you know, in this game to come back to come in for Bayern Munich. It's another
it's
step.
A big
it's
step
a world class midfield. Yeah. To you know, and then suddenly if he's putting in this game and he doesn't have the greatest of performances, again he's being slated. The confidence is knocked a bit and the momentum's lost. Yeah. That's sort of my thinking around it. I think I'd much rather have the experience of the middle three. I was even tempted to put Henderson in. Just purely because of the way they know this system, if they're going to play a 4-3-3, they've got the experience of doing that. Mm-hmm. Like you say, we only need one goal. We don't need to. We can bide our time in this game. Mm-hmm. We don't need. We're not chasing it necessarily.
Yeah.
We don't need to go out and find that within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I think we need the players who are used to this system, who are a bit more savvy and experienced in. And who's going to manage the game best? I think that's what we need to do.
I think conversations will depend upon Trent's fitness, of course, and whether he's fit and available, because there's a hierarchy that goes to Milner. If Milner's not available, it might become Henderson. And weirdly, that makes your midfield conversation a bit easier to have because I want Fabinho for me to start absolutely every game for Liverpool, and I think he should be capable of doing that. Yeah. And then the issue we've got with our midfield is who is supporting the attack from our midfield three. I've gone Fabinho, Henderson, Gini, but the problem is that you need bravery from Henderson and Gini in that game as well as the intelligence and the game savvy and what have you. I want Henderson playing like I know he can, like he did when he came off the bench at the weekend, getting up, supporting the attack, trying to get into their box. Because I think we fall flat when they don't, and I think he can revert to type. Because look, he's been being trained to be our be all and end all, our number six. I think that's hampered this game. I think when Henderson plays to Henderson's best of Henderson's abilities, I think he can be a real asset. So I understand. I've made that midfield three on the proviso that he plays every blade of grass, Jordan Henderson, as opposed to reserved one. But the alternative for me, I look at it and I think we're playing away from home. We want to control the game. We want to be tight. You maybe go 4-2-3-1. You stick Salah centre forward again, and you put Shaqiri back in this game. That gives him with that platform to prove himself. I could see that. The honest answer is I don't know. None of us knows, and that may be a good thing because it means hopefully Niko Kovac hasn't got a clue either. we've seen obviously City, Schalke is Tuesday night. They take a 3-2 lead into that. Juve, Atletico. Atletico got 2-0 in that, and then Barca, Lyon's on the same night as us, same as us, 0-0 in that one. Interesting. So I like the way that the Champions League's kind of panning out here. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, I'm gutted that Real Madrid got knocked out because I really wanted to be
some revenge.
I wanted to be the ones to get one over on Real, but there's a thing here where, and Mark, that you know, you could see Juventus could go out here potentially.
Yeah.
I think City will go through. Barca probably will go through, but could go out. You know, it's starting to fall quite nicely.
Yeah.
Getting through this one for us, I think, you know, it's not worth having too much of these conversations, but if you can get through Bayern Munich, I think, you know, I think we'll start to think we've got every chance of going.
Massively opens up, doesn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's the mentality we want to be in. I mean, Amy Kate, look, this time next week, we could be in the quarterfinals of the Champions League and back top of the Premier League. That's, you know, this is where we want to be. This is where Liverpool should be. We should be enjoying every step of the way, really.
I have to say, though, you're gutted that Real's out. I don't want to see Ramos for a very long time. I'm very happy he's out. I'm done with him.
Yeah.
So for me, I was very pleased to see them. Yeah. Yes, I'd like to have that revenge, but it's just sweeter knowing that you couldn't make it this far.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, ultimately, if we go on with it, win the competition, we'll give a fuck who we pay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm not worried about put anybody in front of us. We can do this. I have confidence. There was nobody that I was worried about playing. I really didn't want to play Real yet because I wanted, if it's going to go down that way, revenge. But them being out, we don't have to, I'm not worried.
Excellent.
I don't have to see Ramos again.
Does your confidence carry through into your score prediction for this game?
I guess no, but I think we're going to win. I think it's going to be 2-1.
Okay, cool. Mark?
I've gone 2-0. I think we're going to get an early one. And then I think we're going to invite them on. I think we might hit them on the break.
Okay. Ben?
I think we're going to draw 2-2.
Ooh, that's interesting.
And go through.
I think we'll either absolutely batter them on the counter-attack, and you know, a nice good score. But then again, I kind of said that at Anfield and it didn't bear out in any way, shape or form. So I will go with 1-1. I think they'll take the lead, and I think we'll get the one goal that we need, and it will be a last ditch Virgil van Dijk banging headers out for the last 10 minutes
we'll
of the game. Yeah, they're throwing stuff into the box, looking for that game, and we'll all, because again, Liverpool will do it in the hardest possible way. Shave weeks off the end of our lives.
That's pretty much the way we do it. So yeah, your prediction's pretty spot on.
So it's going to be a tight game anyway, Paul.
Expect the stress and then be pleasantly relieved when Liverpool absolutely turn on the style. Leave us your score predictions in the comments below and your preferred 11s. And as I say, get over copcon.org, get you the best Liverpool holiday, the best holiday, to be perfectly honest, you're probably ever going to have in your entire life. Guys, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Ben.
If you want more Liverpool content, of course, get over to the redmentv.com. You can get that newsroom podcast and a whole host of other things as well. Brilliant stuff going on there. Keep yourself happy and healthy in one of the most stressful seasons in living memory as a Liverpool fan, which also could end up being the most brilliant as well. Thank you very much. See you all soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.